Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of 1 Samuel chapter 1, we were taught that we should know the facts before we make a decision about anything. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Boy, that is a wonderful portion of scripture. Eli thinks this woman is drunk. And immediately, boy, he jumps on it. I mean, he's jumped on it. And he starts to condemn her. Now, it's important that you know the facts first. It's easy to condemn without knowing all that is involved. And so, sometimes you jump on someone and you don't know everything. And what you perceive may be the wrong perception. Now, one good thing is that when she corrects Eli, he takes the correction. Sometimes people like to gossip about something they're wrong, but they'll never admit they're wrong and not make it right. And so that's also a shame. You know, I can remember on this, and it's wonderful, because in me, it's not in me, but I tell you, God is great. God is great. When my dear mother was dying, I would drive, it's about a 90 to 100-mile drive, I'd drive down to the hospital she was in, and I'd go down there 3 or 4 days a week. I'd take books with me and just sit there. She was dying of cancer, and because they had put the thing in her throat and so forth, she couldn't really communicate through talking. And even after a while, she got to the point where trying to write something, it was hard to tell what she was writing and those things. And it was hard to see your mother like that. And I can remember that long drive back, time or two, just breaking down, crying like a baby. But you see, I grew up in a pastor's home, and then being a pastor now these many years, it's, you know that your life is very public. You also know that you're almost like the football coach of an NFL team. Every decision you make is evaluated greatly by people, and everything you do is greatly evaluated by people, whether they know anything or not. And I'd had my cry when my mom died, right there in that car in that long drive back. And I'll tell you this, my wife has probably counted on one hand the number of times that she's just seen me break down and cry. But I'm a person that is very private in that respect. But I preached my mother's funeral, miss her like crazy. But you know, there are people that said, oh, he had no emotion. He didn't love his mother. You know, and that come back to me. People made sure I found out that people were saying that for whatever reason. And you know, it was wonderful. And I say that, it was wonderful. God kept me from getting mad, hating people. Instead, it just made me really feel sorry and pray for them, because, I don't know, you realize that that's something that you see with children, and you knew the devil's behind that. It just kind of made you mad. If it made you mad, it made you mad at the devil. But, you know, that's the Lord that gives that to you. You don't have that in yourself. I don't have it in me. And the Lord gives it to you, and somehow he stirs compassion for people that are that way. Now, as you look at verse 16 here in 1 Samuel, count not thine handmaid for a daughter of Belial. That's an interesting statement, because in the next chapter, in verse 12, speaking of Eli's sons, now the sons of Eli were sons of Belial. They knew not the Lord. right after he has said these things to her, she says, I'm not a son of Belial. Whoa. Boy, that should have just went straight to Eli's heart. I mean, wow. That was a strong statement. Now, she may not have known about Eli's son. She probably did. But I don't think that's why she said it, to come back at him. But if Eli's going to make accusations, he's got to understand that as a leader, he's also in a glass house. Don't cast stones when you don't know what you're casting stones at, okay? So he thought that she was drunk. And if she was drunk, he'd been right to rebuke her. See, it wasn't that rebuking her if she was drunk would have been wrong. The thing that was wrong with Eli, particularly, is that he knew these things about his sons and he failed to remove them. Eli himself may have been a good man, but he lacked integrity. He lacked the ability to put God first when it came to the area of his sons. And you'll notice also in verse 19 here of 1 Samuel chapter 1, it says there that she gets up early, she worships before the Lord, she's no longer sad. I mean, these are great things. And when you look at that and you think about that, now she's not a child yet, but her spirit has changed. Now, if she's not a child yet, how has her spirit changed? She believed God. Now you're starting to see faith. And she is now worshiping God for what he's going to do. Have you ever thanked God for what he is going to do? Thanking him ahead of time for his answers? Especially after you've poured out your heart to him. You see, now, some people may have said that in their words, but this lady means it. She's no longer troubled. She's at peace. She poured out her heart, and God's answered her prayer, even before it happened. Do you realize that there's nothing that ever hurt you or caught you by surprise was that it was unknown to God before it happened? He knew that it was going to happen. He knew when it was going to happen. And again, you have to understand that if God allows things to happen, he's trusting you with something in your life, and you need to handle it rightly. So, he's not surprised. And you said this was, again, at church, the house of the Lord. And although she prayed silently, God hears her because God is worshiped in spirit. Now, I've had people say, don't you think someone prays they ought to pray out loud? Well, we do see people praying aloud in the scriptures. Now, there's two ways of looking at, for an example, the story there in Luke. One man prays at the temple, says, I thank God I'm not like this publican over here. I fast, I do this, I do that. Boy, thank you for not making me like that old sinner over there. The old sinner over there just said, Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. Now, they both prayed aloud, but one's prayer was heard and the other was not. See, still, it has to begin in the heart. And so she prayed silently. And yeah, you may go to the altar in your church and just pour out your heart to God. But if that starts in you, maybe that revival will spread to others in your church. Revival doesn't start as a movement among a denomination or a political group. It starts in the heart of individuals. We don't work it up. We receive it through prayer, through consecration, through the Holy Spirit being allowed to work in and through us. Now, let's go on to verses 20 through 28, and we read here, wherefore it came to pass, when the time was come after Hannah had conceived, that she bare a son, and called his name Samuel, saying, Because I have asked him of the Lord. And the man Elkanah and all his house went up to offer unto the Lord the yearly sacrifice and his vow. But Hannah went not up. For she said unto her husband, I will not go up until the child be weaned, and then I will bring him, that he may appear before the Lord, and there abide forever. Can you imagine a first-time mom making this vow and then committed to carrying it through? Wow, forever. And Elkanah, her husband, said unto her, Do what seemeth thee good. Tarry until thou have weaned him. Only the Lord establish his word. Now, don't you like that? Here's this husband saying, Okay, you know what, sweetheart, you can do that. That's reasonable. But again, the Lord establish his word. You made this promise to him, and I'm going to help you keep it. This is God's word. Now, this is the things of the Lord. We've got to be serious about that. So the woman abode and gave her son suck until she weaned him. And when she had weaned him, she took him up with her, with three bullocks and one ephah of flour and a bottle of wine, and brought him unto the house of the Lord in Shiloh, and the child was young. And they slew a bullock and brought the child to Eli. And she said, O my Lord, as my soul liveth, my Lord, I am the woman that stood by thee here praying unto the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord hath given me my petition, which I asked of him. Therefore also I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent to the Lord. And he worshipped the Lord there. Now, Samuel is weaned. Now, they didn't wean them after a year like we do. It may be 3 or 4 years before they're weaned back in that day, or even longer. But when they were weaned, and all of a sudden you're given to somebody else, you knew it. No doubt Hannah loved this child with a mother's love. And in a sense, she was like a security blanket for Samuel. But he's been given to the Lord. And I believe that she's been preparing him for it. And he worships there also. So, we're told here in this passage, Hannah conceived and keeps the child until she weaned him. And then, when she comes back to the house of the Lord, gives testimony to Eli, and then gives the child to Eli.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, May the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, May God's peace be with all that are in Christ. Christ Jesus.